Dean Davis.
Let's go up for grabs. Ryan Bukovetsky, fresh from Montreal.
Montreal.
I'm glad you threw that in there. That's very important to these questions, especially this first.
Mustache.
Because, you know, in Montreal, they would tell me how big of Bulls fans they were. So let's start out with the Chicago Bulls.
Bulls?
Only the Bulls.
Shootings.
They
Bulls?
Only the Bulls.
Shootings?
Chicago.
Baby.
Why do they talk like that? There's no French accent behind what you're saying. You got to have a French accent.
I said Bulls? That
was very French.
No.
My fault. La Bulls?
Les Bulls?
Les.
Not in Montreal, they say la.
I think it says la is Spanish, I believe.
I thought it was L.
There's some la. L is definitely
la. It's
Spanish.
Yeah, la, you're right, it's la Spanish.
Yeah, there's definitely la, I'm saying it's in French too.
What you got?
The Bulls only have one spot really open for competition to at least crack the starting lineup, and that is the point guard spot. Chris Dunn.
No, it's not.
Who is it then? That's my question.
Sadoransky. Who is Sadoransky is your starting point.
And how is it going to break down with the other point guards?
I'm probably Sadoransky, Chris Dunn for if they keep Chris Dunn throughout this year.
Let's assume they are at least until a trade deadline.
All right. Then they got to play Chris Dunn if they're going to trade him.
Yeah.
But also because Kobe White is so young and it's the point guard. Like, that's not an easy transition.
You think they're going to start off Sadoransky?
That's not even a question.
Let me ask you this, though.
Yes.
How does it break down? Like, is it almost like thirds for minutes? Is somebody dominating minutes? How is it working?
Kobe White's going to have to show. They're going to give him time, but he's going to have to prove himself in that time to get more minutes. Unless the season, and not to say they're going to do anything this season. Once it's a foregone conclusion, the season's over.
Yeah.
Then you can give him a bulk of minutes, but it's going to be probably Sadoransky, Chris Dunn, and then the lesser amount of it'll be a split perhaps between Dunn and Kobe White. But I think Chris Dunn initially is going to get more minutes.
I think the start off the season, I agree with you, because the start of the season, everybody's the same position, right? You're trying to win games, you're trying to see what they do. If they start off, let's say the season, they start off like maybe, I don't know, 2-10 or something like pretty bad.
1-15.
Yeah, you're going to start to see Kobe White fairly easy. And I don't know what they'll be able to get for Dunn. I think they're just probably bench Dunn. But I didn't think about they go ahead and start the season with Sadoransky. I was thinking maybe, depending on what the preseason looked like. I know the game was yesterday and Chris Dunn didn't look all that hot. Kobe White looked.
Yeah. When does he?
Yeah, I know. But Kobe White has a pretty impressive little stance because he's a rookie, though. I didn't think about them just flat out starting Sadoransky. Yeah, I didn't think about that at all.
They didn't bring Sadoransky over here initially.
But I thought they was going to probably. For some odd reason, I think they might still start Chris. And then maybe kind of like cut the minutes between him and Sadoransky. Let Sadoransky be that spark off the bench and kind of run with those guys.
But see, more sense to flip it, because Sadoransky, one thing they want to do now is have ball handlers at every position. And with Sadoransky, part of the thing is he can play off the ball and they can use Zach to be point guard like they have in the past.
Yeah, that's true.
When Chris Dunn comes in, though, you can let Chris Dunn go get catch wreck and tell him just go, because the second team's yours, go do what you got need to do.
It was a few sets you ever saw Chris Dunn and Kobe White out there together.
Because, mm-hmm. I mean, height-wise, they can play together.
Yeah. So, and I mean, White can get to the rack pretty easily, but he's faster. He's a little cagier.
Jump higher.
Say what?
If he could only jump higher.
Yeah, if he could only jump higher.
He could dunk. If he was easy dunks, boy, that boy would have been top five in the draft.
Yeah. But he's quick and he's looked pretty kind of aggressive on the defensive end of the ball, defensive side of the ball. But yeah, I'm still leaning towards Dunn start, but I do like the switch up of Ken Stan throwing in Sadoransky as a starting point guard.
For me, I'm with Sadoransky all the way. I've seen enough of Chris Dunn. I mean, if you're trying to get some value and trade him, I mean,
play him though, man.
Man, you had to get him mad tick.
I don't see what the return could possibly be that it would be worth it to give him a
The return isn't going to be enough regardless, but unless even in spot minutes, he's just locking fools down.
Yeah.
Like, damn, he locking fools
down. That's my thing. I think they're going to probably want to trade him, and that means you're going to trade him. That means you got
to
play him.
But they tried to trade. We know he's been on the market.
I know.
No one's biting. Because look, and they also know.
What's there? What's to bite at?
And why am I going to give you something when either you're going to release him or I can get him next year?
Right. Yeah. I can get a second round pick that's just as good as Chris Dunn.
Yeah.
Let's move over to baseball. Wanted to talk about the Cubs and their managerial opening because it's looking like Joe Maddon has picked a spot in Los Angeles. Not that that really matters with this question, if you guys want to give your comments about it, but it looks like he's going to sit out and retire as an Angel. But for the Cubs, they interviewed Mark Loretta. They're going to interview Joe Girardi on Wednesday and then David Ross later on the week. It looks like they're the front runners. Do you guys have a favorite for the job regardless? And who do you think it should be leading the Cubs?
I would say you go after Joe Girardi. That's my personal opinion. I think you want to have somebody in there that has done it, who is seasoned, and who can work with these veterans. I know I have a feeling that David Ross is kind of like that substitute teacher. Like that's my boy. I don't have that like, okay, we coming in here, we doing business. I think David Ross was a great glue guy for the locker room and came up with big hits throughout the postseason. Yes. But I don't see him. I don't think they have the window, which I think is already closed. But I don't think they have the window of now that's saying, let's just try a guy who's never done this before. Mm. Why even do that? Mm. Go get you a guy who has done it, who has won. Who has won? And who's going to come in and is like, hey, listen, we about that business. We about that. Not saying that Joe Maddon wasn't, but you know what I'm saying? He had the circles and the tricks and the monkeys running around and stuff and the funny costumes. Joe Girardi coming in and he is about that business. And I think that the Cubs need that if they still want to have this, have a team that's being, is going to be in contention year after year after year. They don't want to, listen, they're really close to being a 2005 White Sox and 1985 Bears.
No, they're better than the 2005 White Sox.
No, I'm saying
they've been to the playoffs more times.
No, well, this is my thing. I'm talking about winning championships. You want to? I mean, the Bears made it to the playoffs.
It's putting yourself in position.
Yeah, you're there.
But if you don't, D, and if we're saying in a 5-year run, you only make the playoffs.
It was a great 5-year run.
You only make the playoffs once. And you got a play-in game?
No, I'm saying that since a winning championship.
But still, you
won't be that one
baseball,
team.
It's baseball, though.
Well, yeah, no doubt. So but I think with that, but this team, though, a lot of people thought, oh, man, not saying that you and I did, yeah. But a lot of people thought, like, man, this team could probably win another World Series of maybe three.
But
that ain't going to happen. It's not baseball.
True, but we didn't. First of all, we didn't see the NL Central weaponizing itself like this.
They sure did.
We didn't see the Dodgers. Like, the Dodgers have had really three different dips in here, but never fail. Like, it was times you seen Dodgers like, oh, it's a wrap. And then they come back the next year and be like, these effers back again.
Back at the World Series.
Like, so.
Never won it, but they always did.
So, with that, I'm not knocking it. You definitely would have liked to see another World Series trip.
Not even.
But when you've gone to the playoff, and this is baseball.
It's hard.
When you go to the playoffs consistently outside of this year, I can't be as mad. My answer to the question would be, I think if Joe Girardi got hired, it would mean to me that Theo and Jed know that perhaps they don't need necessarily a yes man. And how do they prioritize that? But this is my thought, because I want to say Joe Girardi should be the front runner. But I also feel like this is like the Rooney Rule in a way.
How that was that?
Where it's like, let's get these guys out the way so that when we hire David Ross, they can't say we didn't exhaust ourselves when we go for these searches and we just didn't get the guy that we've been saying. Because to me, this is the thing. If
I don't trust first time baseball.
No. I'm not arguing with you at all on that point. I think that's a good point. But if the argument has been that Joe hasn't fallen in line with what we want and we think we know what this team needs, I don't know if they're jumping out for Joe Girardi, because Joe Girardi has enough coaching equity to be like, you know what? Nah. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't rolling
well, that's
this.
What got him fired in New York.
That's what I'm saying. So if him and Cashman couldn't
he
see.
He won, though.
Him and Cashman once. He had Yankee teams that they probably should have made. At least they should have been in the hunt more. Let me put it like that. But if him and Cashman weren't simpatico, I'm not sure if Theo and Jed want to have that. And they're like, because even with Joe, think about it, to a certain degree, let's say Joe had to bump up against them with what he wanted. Like, that has to be part of, like, no, guys, I think I know, right? Because clearly he knows the temperature in the room better than them. So I just wonder. To me, I think Girardi makes the most sense if you're looking from experience. And also, he was the manager of the Yankees. All right, former Cub, Northwestern grad, right?
Won a World Series.
Always want to be here with the Cubs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but not before they start winning. But I was sat here now, it's like, man, I really want to go home.
I remember when there was a point in time people were saying, man, the Cubs would thank their lucky stars if they got Joe Girardi.
Yeah.
And he went to the Yankees and they won, though.
Yeah.
Now, Aaron Boone is a first-time manager. But
so was Red Sox last year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're talking about two dudes. I mean, two
dudes. Some good core stock, though.
We're talking about two dudes inheriting great teams. I mean, my God. With the Red Sox and the Yankees.
It may not be great, but whoever.
The Cubs ain't
them. Can't say that with Aaron Boone. He didn't have his team all year long on the. They were on the injured list, and he was still able to get the best record.
I'm just saying, though. Look at their teams. I don't think the Cubs match up to the Red Sox and the Yankees. I just don't. Me personally, I don't think they do.
Yeah, but they're not trash either.
No, they're not trash.
Well, that's the thing.
No.
You wouldn't compare them because the results aren't there with the Cubs. The talent, we think, is pretty comparable to those teams. Maybe not quite as much.
You think so?
You don't have a murderer's row like the Yankees.
You think the Cubs? No, you think the Cubs talent
How talented are the Cubs in Major League Baseball? Are they a top five team?
No, but they're top 10.
I think they peaked way too early, and they now seeing what they actually are. You have a few stars on this team.
But again, let me ask you, where would you rank their talent in terms of Major League Baseball?
They're top 10, dude.
Yeah, top 10, top.
They got it.
Top 10, top 10.
So in their mind, you get the right manager, maybe he can take a top 10 group and get them into the top
5. I mean, always, what? How many teams get in the playoffs? 8 teams get in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I mean,
you got 3 division winners and 2 wild
cards. They didn't lose the division until a week and a half out. Like, until St. Louis put them out.
Yeah.
They was right there.
But we have been seeing the issues that they've had for 2 or 3 seasons, though.
Yes, we have.
So it's kind of like, okay, Pace. I mean, Pace, my God. Theo, what are you going to do to try to cultivate that? What are you going to try to fix that?
Part of that is, so I'm with you guys. I like Girardi and Ross. The question, I think, is, like you kind of said earlier, Ken, how much does the front office want a guy that's going to listen to everything that they want him to do on the field?
This lineup in, and I want this happen.
Hey, these guys come in at these times. Right. It's not going to work with Girardi. It didn't work in the ink. That when Cashman wanted to go more analytics, Joe was like, well, I got my gut.
Think about that. So we're talking about a gut guy with analytical front office.
And those usually don't work out. That's why Ross makes a ton of sense, because he does buy into the analytics. And he would do what they want him to do. And so how much does the front office value that?
And I'm not sold on their talent going into next season. Not in the sense of competing or winning it. They don't have
What about the division?
I was going to say, they could have enough talent to win the division, dude. They almost won it this year.
You don't think they have enough talent to win the division?
I really like St. Louis and Milwaukee.
But are they far? Like, I get that you like them
better. I don't think
they're
light years ahead of them, no. They're not that, but...
I mean, if they had a long stretch of playing good baseball,
are we banking on the Cubs going back into being the talent of 2016?
Like, right,
they haven't been doing that for 3 seasons.
But let me say this:
it's been 3 seasons.
They may not. I think they're going to try. I'm not saying it'll work. I think they're going to try to figure it out. And I also brought up this: I brought up the Dusty Lupinella comparison to when Dusty was there. At first they were like, hey, we spending this bread. Then the Chabrin was like, we're not spending nothing. As soon as Lou came, Alfonso Soriano, they start spending money.
Yeah.
Think about it, the last couple years. Okay, the year before last, they went out and spent money in free agency. And that money really wasn't for this manager. Not to say they didn't want him to win, but they brought in you looking towards the future, because at that time, that contract was sweet. And you're like, we got this arm for this length of time for that money? And now we'll see if going into this offseason, hot stove time, are they going to make moves to try to do something with
the
money?
Do they have the bread to do it?
They got the bread with Marquis, but still the question is, are they going to move one of their star guys?
You have Lester, okay, is he going to be the same dude? He's in decline. You have Q, not who you thought he was going to be. Darvish kind of have a rebound season. I don't know.
The rebound half.
Yeah. Cole. He's gone. That's 4 of you guys right there. And then you got half.
Well, you can't count you as necessarily bad. He could be really good next year,
too.
Yeah,
I was going to say that.
Okay. All right. Fine. All right. But you got
to me,
half.
That's...
You got half. You have Al Mora, who didn't pan out. You have...
Yeah, but you still got Javi. You got Chris Bryant. You got Rizzo. You got Contreras.
Rizzo, I think, is... Well,
Yes.
I mean, you got
some guys that can do some stuff. You got, if you flip one of them.
But see, you talk about moving somebody. I wouldn't even talk about moving nobody. I'm talking about going in
but you know what?
The stars you have.
It's got to, you got to hit an honesty track with Brian.
If they moving people, you gotta realize, they're done.
But you, no, you can't say that.
All right.
Because you may be able to get two stars for Brian.
Who? What?
I don't know the trade, but for a player of his talent, and you're trading with 2 years left on his contract.
You talking about getting stars in the minor league system, because that's what they need to replenish.
But I'm talking about guys that are ready to play in the majors. If it's a minor league player that's ready to go and a major league player, you can get two guys for Chris Bryant for a team. If Chris Bryant didn't have any controllable years, I'm with you, but he has two. So you can get something. We know from that when all these rebuilds, I'm not saying this is a rebuild, but because they're not trading Javi. Like, they're not trading Javi.
No.
But and the point is, even with this, it doesn't seem like you're going to sign Chris Bryant. And if you're not, especially, to be honest with this, if this year you can't come to an extension with Chris Bryant, you need to move him.
Now, I will say this. If they decide to move Chris Bryant and that team isn't doing as well as they are, or they think they should be, they will end up moving Javi. Their minor league system is trash. They need to replenish it for real. The guys they brought up, they thought they was going to hit. They peaked at the exact right time. They won a World Series. After that, they was always in the playoffs, but you saw the decline steadily year after year after year, although they was always in it. I'm not saying that they wasn't, but you saw it, and then you saw everybody else kind of coming up, and this just happened. It's baseball.
Before I switch to our last question, any thoughts on these playoffs? Anything stood out so far in these baseball playoffs? I think it's been pretty entertaining, especially on the NL side.
Yeah, I mean,
any players? Any? Have you guys been watching?
I've been keeping my eye on the Yankees.
What'd you say?
See where they're going.
A little bit.
I mean, keep my eye on the Yankees. Like I said, my dream matchup is the Dodgers versus the Yankees. I would like to see that. I know you want to see chaos.
I wouldn't hate it.
Yeah,
the ratings would be through the roof.
Through the roof. Yeah, and we haven't had that since the 80s. They played, was it the 70s? They played against in a World Series.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time since the last time they played against the World
Series. Who would you want to win it?
You know what? I wouldn't mind seeing the Dodgers win.
Oh,
I wouldn't mind seeing the Dodgers because they've been there for so long, and they've been knocking on the door. And seeing they finally get it, they haven't won anything since like 86.
The Yankees have been knocking on the door.
They just won one not that long ago. Let the Dodgers get one.
I don't think they won one since Joe Girardi in 2010.
Well, how long ago was that?
2010, I believe.
All right, 9 years.
It's long.
Listen, it's a long time, but look at the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers is longer.
Kirk Gibson.
Yeah, 86, right? Yeah. Is it 86 to 88 last time they won one?
Against the Red Sox announcer.
Forget the Dodgers. All right, last question. This is an easy one. What's your Thursday night picks? It's not a saucy one like we've normally gotten, but it is the Patriots.
Patriots.
Ooh. Hosting the Giants.
Patriots. Ooh. Close the segment up.
I want to see what Jones does against this defense of the Patriots.
Are you out of your mind?
I want to see what he does.
I got a better question.
I want to see if he...
How many picks does the Patriots secondary get on Jones?
One.
Two.
Do you guys want updated NFL game picks? I have those.
Oh, yeah, true. Run it.
So I'm going to take the Patriots.
I'm taking the Patriots.
So we're all taking the Patriots, I believe. Yeah. I don't think I have Kyle's official vote, but I believe he will. So in first place is Kyle. After another solid week, 48-31, but you have a new second place, and it is me.
So it must be you,
Heise. At 47-32, I'm one game back.
Nice.
Sid is in third place at 43-36. Ken is in fourth at 42-37.
Where am I at?
Another rough week for D.
Damn it.
36-43.
I did good the week before.
Why did you pick Washington over the Patriots?
No, I didn't.
I think you did.
There's no way in hell I took Washington over the Patriots.
I think that was what you said.
No way.
You better let Chanel start.
No, man, come on.
Yeah, it says Washington.
You've been saying it.
After the Bears, it says Washington.
Oh, Lord. Let me see.
You're messing up, dude.
Hold on.
I was like, really? Well... All right.
You need to send that back to me, actually. Like, are you sure?
Nope.
No. I type Are
You Sure? No. You don't get Are You Sure's?
Maybe I thought they was playing somebody. I don't know.
Wow.
I could have sworn.
I had a really good week, if you guys care.
Yeah, what you have?
I was 12-3.
That's nice.
Oh, that is pretty good.
Wow.
Set the highest win total of the year so far.
I can't even deal with that.
I know, I couldn't believe it.
Washington.
Wow.
And typed it out. It wasn't even WSH.
I must have thought they was playing somebody else.
I think you were just rooting for your favorite team.
Oh, that's definitely not them.
Wow. Back in the slurs. Doubling down.
Let me see.
Forget that Tom Brady on that racism. Bill Belichick.
Who did I think they played? Oh, okay.
All right.
Who's they going to be?
We're going to close this segment. We're going to come back and close the show out, Den Davis.